こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa 先生。This is episode 136. Today in this episode, we will learn about ために。Now let's go. Previously, we learned ために, which indicates causes and reasons. This is often used when a certain cause brings a bad result. For example,Due to a traffic accident, trains were held up. Accident is 事故. This is a noun, so after this it will become のために. 事故のために. The train stopped will be 電車が止まりました. 事故のために電車が止まりました. 事故のために電車が止まりました.Due to sickness, I was absent from school. Sickness is 病気. This is a noun, so after this, it will become のために.
病気のために.
To be absent from school is
学校を休みます.
So,
病気のために学校を休みました. 病気のために学校を休みました.
We can also drop に. So we can say,
病気のため学校を休みました。
Because I forgot to do my homework, I was scolded by my teacher. To forget the homework is
宿題を忘れます。宿題を忘れます。
Now we want to say, because I forgot my homework, we will change 忘れます into past tense plain form.
忘れた、忘れた。
After this, we will put ため。
宿題を忘れたため。
When someone scolds, we will say
怒ります。怒ります。
This time, you want to say I was scolded by my teacher. We will use passive form. It becomes
怒られます。怒られます。
In a passive form sentence, the structure will be someone は。
Someone に
passive form. So it becomes
私は先生に怒られました。私は先生に怒られました。宿題を忘れたため、私は先生に怒られました。宿題を忘れたため、私は先生に怒られました。
ために has other meanings. The first meaning is for the benefit of.So, for example, when you want to say, let's drink a toast to Mr. Tanaka. Mr. Tanaka is
Tanaka-san,
Tanaka-san. After this, we will use
のために. Tanaka-san のために.
Cheers is
乾杯, 乾杯.
So, Tanaka-san のために乾杯.
Tanaka-san のために乾杯.
This means, let's drink a toast to Mr. Tanaka. So, this のために has a meaning of for the benefit of. He's working very hard for his family. Family is
家族, 家族.
So for his family will be
家族のために.
To work is
働きます, 働きます.
He is working will be 手 form plus います.
働いています, 働いています.
To work hard. Hard is
一生懸命, 一生懸命.
This is an adverb, so we will put this before verbs.
彼は家族のために一生懸命働いています。彼は家族のために一生懸命働いています。
For my health, I go running every morning. Health is
健康, 健康。
So, 健康のために. This means for my health. I run is
走ります。走ります。
I go running every day. So this will be 手 form plus います。
毎朝走っています。毎朝走っています。
健康のために毎朝走っています。健康のために毎朝走っています。The other meaning of ために. This is used to express a purpose. For example, I also came to office on Sunday for work. For work. So work is 仕事仕事 After this, we will put のために仕事のために Sunday is 日曜日 Also is も This is particle も I came to work 会社に来ました仕事のために日曜日も会社に来ました仕事のために日曜日も会社に来ました So this のために expresses the purpose. I'm saving money to travel to Japan. To travel is 旅行をします。旅行をします。So first we will make this into plain form and put together with ために。
日本へ旅行をするために。
To save money is 貯金します。So I am saving money. This will be te form plus います。
貯金しています。日本へ旅行するために貯金しています。日本へ旅行するために貯金しています。
So this 旅行する is the purpose, so we will use ために。I'm going to Tokyo to see my boyfriend. Boyfriend is
彼氏、彼氏。
To meet someone is someone に会います。Someone に会います。So we will make this into plain form and put together with ために。
彼氏に会うために、
I will go to Tokyo.
東京に行きます。彼氏に会うために東京に行きます。彼氏に会うために東京に行きます。
So today we learned about ために。Previously we learned about ために, which indicates causes and reasons.It often used when a certain cause brings a bad result. Today we learned about ために, which has a meaning of for the benefit of. And the other usage of ために is to express a purpose. So when you use these three usages of ために, the way of conjugation is the same. Therefore, we can tell the difference only from the context.So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please check them out as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。